R to the O B, and Josh Wigler talking about Succession. One podcast per week. See, R to the O B, and Josh Wigler talking about Succession. Podcasting like bozos, make some noise.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's the Rob and Josh Show here on Post Show Recaps, where usually we are talking about a different show or movie every week alongside the latest headlines in the entertainment space. But for the next several weeks, we are all in on one show, and one show in particular. That is Succession, baby, the final season premiere. It's around the corner on March 26th, and Rob and I are going to be talking about it all season long. You can subscribe to the podcast using our RSS link, postshowrecaps.com/Rob and Josh, or just search Rob and Josh Post Show Recaps wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, you should also subscribe to our Succession podcast feed at postshowrecaps.com/Succession or Post Show Recap Succession wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you never miss an episode of our robust Succession coverage. And if you've got questions, we've got answers. Ask us anything at postshowrecaps.com/ask. I'm Josh. This is Rob. This week, we're setting up Succession Season 4, baby.
Can't wait. I'm so excited.
Are you pretty hyped up right now for the return of Succession?
Yeah, I love it. I think that probably it's my favorite show that's currently on TV. So I am super excited to get the opportunity to talk to an honest to goodness Succession podcaster.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. I'm feeling pretty good about the praise from my peers. What a wonderful thing. I'm really excited about this. Certainly in Post Show Recaps land, we've been deep in the Succession mines over the last month. Succession was announced for, the fourth season had been announced a long time ago. And then the March release window had been announced. And then at the end of February, creator Jesse Armstrong shows up. And by the way, it's the last season. And so myself, Jess Sterling, and Grace Leader, we said action stations. And we rallied together to create the Daily Succession Rewatch podcast, which is now complete. And now we are in the end zone in the final days before the Succession final season premiere. Generally speaking, do you have a strong feeling about the fact that this is ending?
No, I really have not engaged with Succession much since the great season 3 finale. And, you know, I feel like that sometimes, and I'm saying this as somebody who's gone back and watched every single episode and has probably pontificated greatly about it, that sometimes I feel like that there is like some enjoyment to be had, by not getting too
live in the moment
type over thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, I will be, very much every week going in, listening to all the podcasts and everything. But, I have not been engaging with Succession much in the off season.
All right. Well, we are going to be engaging with Succession a lot, muchly, as Cousin Greg might say, in the weeks ahead for the 10 episodes of the final season. I want to give a quick little overview of what the weeks are going to look like. We are going to be recapping the episodes of Succession on Sunday nights right after the episode. That's going to be myself, Jess Sterling, and Grace Leader talking about Succession every Sunday night after the new episode airs. We're going to be posting those podcasts as quickly as possible, but we will also be recording the premiere live for the patrons of Post Show Recaps. We're also going to be providing that link for the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. So if you are a patron of either PSR or RHAP, we will hit you up with a link to watch Jess, Grace, and myself break down the season premiere of Succession live on Sunday, March 26th, after the episode has aired. And then that podcast, every Sunday night, we are going to be doing that. We're going to be recapping the episode immediately after the episode and posting it as quickly as possible. The next day, we have the great Dr. Amanda joining the stable of Succession podcasters this season. She and the great Grace Leader are going to be joined together every week, special guests along the way, doing a deeper dive into every episode, trying to unpack some of the granular businessy happenings things on Succession as well.
Like, Amanda has, as far as like picking apart like the mergers and stuff.
Yeah. Mergers. We need that. We need to understand it. And I'm to understand that Dr. Amanda has mobilized a fleet of experts at her disposal.
Okay.
As she is wont to do. So Amanda is on it. Grace is going to be co-anchoring that. We're going to have some guests along the way. Those should be coming out Monday afternoons, Tuesday mornings. You can look out for those podcasts. The great LaTanya Starks and myself, we're continuing our post-show recaps versus series, where we are pitching two shows against each other, a season of TV against another season of TV. We've done Game of Thrones versus House of the Dragon. We just did The Last of Us versus Station 11. We are putting two of the it shows of the moment against each other for versus this season. It is Succession's final season up against the return of Yellow Jackets, two shows that don't seem like they have a ton in common, but they're both about eating people alive in their own right. LaTanya and I have a little bit of a preview show that's already up on that one. Going to be really fun. And then rounding out the coverage, it's you and me, Rob. We're going to be talking every week. We're going to be bringing in the latest Succession headlines. We're going to be talking about the episode that's just happened. We're going to be looking ahead at the week ahead. We're going to be having some fun and games. We're going to be answering any questions that come through. We're just going to be having a really good time closing out the week in Succession coverage, unless there's like other bonus podcasts that show up on the other side of our show. So I'm really excited about this one. Being locked into House of the Dragon with you during House of the Dragon was such a good time. I'm really excited to do it with Succession when it's a show that you unambiguously love and have no reservations about.
Yeah, can't wait. I mean, there's so much to talk about every single week. So many like great like character moments and just like little things that happened. Or I don't need to tell you. I mean, yeah. I'm telling you why I like it. And then also, you know, so many, you know, twists along the way.
Strategic blunders to unpack.
Yeah, and I do feel like that, you know, there are times like who's up? Who's down? Like, I do think that like it does shift from week to week, where any of the Roy children can have like a week where they come across as like, oh, actually, like, oh, like, look out for like Shiv's rising. Like, look out. And then also, oh, no, totally. Like, you know, Roman fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
You know, you have so much like who's up, who's down. It's great. I love it.
It's gonna be very fun. So that's
love
what's
Kendall.
Coming. That's oh gosh, I've got a Kendall thing to say that I'm very excited about to say in a little while here. But that's the program. That's what it's gonna look like. I thought today, just quick, like a really quick kicker show, just to like get some of our base takes established. Who is the best kicker on Succession? Who would
is Connor gonna be president? Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, I have some questions for you about that in a little while. But I wanted to go over what happened, a little bit of what's ahead, a couple of headlines in the Succession space, and then I got an inaugural game for you. Are you ready? We can get through this pretty quick, I think.
Are we inaugurating Connor as president?
Yeah, I don't think
so. Yeah.
I don't think that's on us. I don't think it's on us to anoint Connor. I don't think it would be appropriate. I think we need to speak up for our country and say no. So let's talk about what happened on Succession so far. Do you need any kind of like, do you feel like you need any kind of refresher going into season four?
I will watch the previously on Succession, and I think that will probably get me everything that I need to know. I think that it'll come back to me, and if not, I will listen to several Succession post-show recaps podcasts.
It's pretty basic setup if you've been watching the show, right? Where we left things off. Like, the siblings have been at each other's throats all series long. Kendall is the one who really freelanced out the most and really wild out pretty hard, too much birthday and such. Mike Bloom was on our Too Much Birthday podcast. He's cruising through Succession right now. He does a hell of a Billy Joel. I don't know if you know this about Mike
Bloom. Does a Billy Joel impression?
He does like he can sing as well as Billy Joel can, is my take. Yeah, he's got the voice of a Billy Joel angel. Check that out. He does a great Honestly. It's very, very good. So the Kendall was really going nut, and then the other siblings were kind of like pretty out on Kendall. And Logan was starting to get pretty out on Shiv, as she was starting to, you know, really buzz in his ear, and he was pretty horrible to her. But he really liked Roman in season three. And there was also all of this talk after they survived this proxy battle, potential takeover of Waystar Royco. They're going to talk talk about buying a tech company called Gojo, which is the company that's with the Swedish founder played by Alexander Skarsgård, Lucas Mattsson. And by the end of the season, turns out, no, Gojo doesn't want to be bought. They want a merger of equals. No, they don't want a merger of equals. They want to buy Waystar. And this is a problem for the siblings because that means they're potentially cut out of the deal and cut out of what they feel is their birthright. So they team together, Voltron style. They go up against Logan Roy, only to find out that Shiv's husband, Tom, has betrayed their plan to Logan. Logan knew they were coming. Logan has protected against it. And the three Roy siblings are officially on the outs with Daddy. What did you loved the finale? You were a big fan of the way that that all played out. Do you like the setup going into the final season?
Yeah, I love, and I love that it's going to be the final season. I really do. You know, I feel like that so many shows just spin their wheels. And so I feel like that for Succession to come out and like really have a point of view and like the ability to end their story and end it on their terms, that I am just really, really excited to see a show that wants to, like, that has a vision and wants to go out and, you know, tell that story. So yeah. I can't wait. I feel very fortunate to be able to enjoy 10 episodes of television. That the show is like, it's not like nobody told them they had to wrap it up. Like they figured this is the end of that story. And so I love this.
More shows need to do this, right?
Yeah,
I think like, in the era of too much content, I think the decision to leave the party while the party is still going on, it's a good call. I think it's a good call. Especially everything gets canceled now, so you can't even bank on you're going to get, you know, a fifth season. Just close it out. I think that's the move, ultimately. So, of course, a lot of the creators and cast members involved in Succession seemed to be as blindsided as the viewers have been. There's conflicting reports about who knew if it was going to be the final season or not coming into this. Do you think that there's any etiquette or responsibility on the part of the creators to have to inform the actors with like a full season ahead that this is going to be the final season, or is that whatever to you?
Well, which actors are we talking about?
I think that there's like some conflicting things. Sarah Snook has been identified as somebody who's like, I wish that we had known earlier, would have been nice. But then there's other people who are like, I knew the whole time. So I feel like maybe some of the messaging on it, maybe some of the media management.
I mean, if they didn't tell Connor and cousin Greg, I'm fine with it. I mean, they should tell Kendall and Logan.
Yeah.
Roman.
I think that's probably fair.
I feel like that I kind of have disdain for cousin Greg.
Really? This is a pretty spicy take, I think.
Yeah.
Disdain.
He thinks he's so great. I side with the Romans or with the entire Roy family of like why
he's
you
a hanger there? On. He's a clinger.
Yeah, he's a hanger on. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. Do you think that cousin Greg is in for a Brand the Broken style arc? Is he going to be the king of the castle?
If he runs the company, no.
Yeah. If he does that compete against Brand the Broken as the worst HBO?
You know what was a real turn for me with cousin Greg was, that, when he started like acting like he's so great. Like in the beginning, like, okay, like he's sort of like a likable character. But then when he was like playing the women off of each other, come on. Cousin Greg.
I'm excited to be on. I didn't expect so many gregarious takes from Rob. I think will be a fun segment along the way to see how cousin Greg is faring week to week. The people seem to love Nicholas Braun is like a folk legend around Succession. But could he be in for a steep fall? He's locked in with Logan. He's
like the actors love him.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice enough guy. I just feel like that cousin Greg, that, you know, brings nothing to the table and acts like he's like very much like deserves to be there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a fun take to track. I think that where Greg stands at the end of season three, I don't think you're wrong. I think like he ends up being more Roy-ish the longer he is exposed to these people. We talk a lot on these podcasts about the shared language of the Roys, and the longer you're around them, the more you kind of take on what they say. And like every different character is now F-offing the way that Logan always does. I don't know that we've gotten too many F-offs from cousin Greg, but be on the lookout. I think the the more he says it, the more Roy he becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, we have a title and synopsis for the season premiere of Succession. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
I want to start with the title, and I want to get your theories as to what this could possibly mean. The season 4, episode 1, the 30th episode of Succession, the beginning of the end of Succession, is called The Munsters.
The Munsters. Okay.
The Munsters.
Okay. That's interesting. So, you know, I wouldn't just want to very briefly like look at the other episode titles for Succession, because then I feel like I would have a sense of like what they go for in terms of episode titles.
I can give you some highlights if you'd like, because it is a little all over the place. It's not always, you know, there's no consistency to the way that they title things out. The first episode of the whole show is called Celebration. The second episode of the show contains swear words that I won't say in their entirety here if there's people around who don't want to hear it. S Show at the F Factory. There's also an episode called Sad Sack Wasp Trap. There's an episode called Prague. There's an episode called Hunting. There's a lot of like one word episode titles along the way. But then there's like The Retired Janitors of Idaho. There's Too Much Birthday. There isn't a lot of consistency across the naming conventions for the episode titles.
Yeah, to me, the title of The Munsters, as you know, recently we covered the Rob Zombie Munsters remake on
How was that?
With Grace Leader joined Chappelle and I for that. It was very weird. You know, I almost feel like that to compare the Roys to the Munsters is interesting, that they are all like sort of like, you know, freak shows and all like have their own like supernatural powers.
Did the Munsters have like their own like media empire or anything equivalent?
No, not quite. But
like a nest egg of some kind.
So to me, the thing that stands out about the title The Munsters, what was interesting about the Munsters is that there was in the Munsters that there was the niece that lived with them, which was Marilyn Munster, not Marilyn Manson, who was the one person who was like the normie that lived with them. And I wonder if maybe could one of the characters, maybe a cousin Greg, maybe Tom, compare themselves to sort of like the one person who is like the Marilyn Munster,
who is the normal human in an ocean of monsters question.
That's living with you know, Lily and Herman and Grandpa and Eddie Munster, and being like, I'm the one normal person here living with the Munsters.
Eddie Munster would end most episodes by saying F off, so there's that consistency as well.
He was largely written out of the Rob Zombie movie.
Character. Wait, he's Eddie Munster's not really in the thing?
No.
But he's like the little kid. What do you do without an Eddie Munster? Focusing on like the parents? Is this the original era?
Honestly, yeah, it's kind of like the origin story Herman. It's a prequel. Yeah.
The Munsters really like, the Munsters remake of the Rob Zombie movie is a prequel?
Yeah, it's like Herman meeting Lily. And then Grandpa Al Lewis being very disapproving. Yeah.
No, I don't know what to think about any of that. All right. Well, I think some meat to chew on there. I think that's a good theory about the Munsters, of how this could be related. Sometimes they'll like make these kinds of references that are in the titles explicit on the show. And then other times you have to do like some really serious literary analysis to find the common themes. Like there was a Berenstain Bears call out in Too Much Birthday. Is there going to be like something secretly coded in the storyline of the episode that triggers the Munsters? We'll have to keep an eye out for that.
See, the Munsters are not at all like the Roy family, where that the patriarch, Grandpa Al Lewis, famously, he just like lived in the basement of Herman and Lily's house.
Yeah,
he was not. It wasn't like that. Herman and Lily were trying to like court favor from Grandpa Al Lewis to sort of like run the Munster Empire.
Uh-huh. So that's not really going to be a major thing. So I don't think that we're going to see any of that. But maybe, who knows? We've got an episode synopsis. Do you want to hear the episode synopsis for season four?
It's not too spoilery, is it?
Let's see. I'm just going to read it. I'm scanning it really quickly. It tells you, you know, what the premise of the episode is. You want to leave that? Do you want to skip? Do you want to abstain?
Yeah, I'll skip. I mean, I'm coming in so blind.
Here's what the episode synopsis tells us.
I don't even think I've seen a trailer.
You know what the episode synopsis tells us? The cast of Succession is involved. Every character named.
Let me ask you now. I feel like that in the past there have been like multiple like posters of the like Succession cast, and I feel like that people like intuit meaning from who's looking at who in the poster. Are there multiple poster versions for season four?
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of different character posters of the various Roys and the Roy adjacents looking out from the Waystar building out at New York, and people in different positions and stuff. It doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. The season three posters, the marketing material, were centering Logan and Kendall on opposite sides of each other, walking down a hallway with different permutations of characters behind them. So from poster to poster, maybe Shiv would be on Kendall's side. Maybe she'd be on Logan's side, so on and so forth. And ultimately, the big joke was no one came to Kendall. He looked in, but everyone stayed with Logan. So I think there's really just about nothing to divine from staring at the posters. I think the posters are pretty spoiler safe. I don't think that there's really too much there that you need to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Now,
but they're cool to look at. It's like, hey, I love posters, like posters of Maroys. They look great.
Yeah. Was there a version of the season three poster that had Greg and
Greg and Tom?
Never worked out. I don't think.
No. So, you know, they don't really amount to too much, I don't think.
Yeah, was that all Photoshop, or you think they had them all walk a bunch of times?
I hope that they had to take like David Fincher levels of like takes on this, where they just had to stay there for 2 days straight taking all of these pictures. But it's probably Photoshop. Mm-hmm. I would guess it's severely Photoshopped. In fact, I would bet many of them were not in the same room when they took this photo, if not all of them.
There will be a time jump at all in like that has all of Succession and you would know this from the rewatch, has all of Succession taken place in a matter of like 90 days?
There's been no major time jump. Yeah, it's like, so Logan's birthday, his 80th birthday, is the start of the show. We're still within that year. There is a presidential election looming by the end of season three, and the Roys pick like the worst neo-Nazi candidate to back. And so like that is on the horizon. When Kendall is involved in the death of Andrew Dodds, the waiter, in season one, and when season two starts up, it's been maybe 2 days, I think, is about the big time jump there. There's some like, you know, weeks that pass between episodes from time to time, but there's never been anything more than that. Season two, when he betrays his dad, season three picks up immediately.
Can't imagine we're going to get a big time jump from season three to season four.
It would be a real departure. It'd be a change. It would be a real shakeup from things. If this doesn't end with basically, you know, if this doesn't start with Kendall, Shiv, and Roman, you know, licking their wounds.
I mean, don't
you
want to see like the immediate aftermath of that?
You know, it would be different.
You don't want to see Shiv and Tom like get home that day?
I do. I would really love that.
So like, I don't think we're going to time jump.
Yeah, it would be a big departure if they did. It would be a real swing away from swing away.
Swing away.
We were just talking about that, weren't we? A different podcast. So I don't know. I don't think that there's going to be a huge time jump, at least historically. If past is prologue, I don't think that you would see a big time jump. But you never know. You never know with Succession. Now, speaking of time jumps, just to pull the curtain back a little bit, we are recording this a couple days before this podcast drops. And one of the things that I want to do is I want to bring in headlines from the Succession space into the podcast, because I think there's going to be a lot that's written about this show.
Sure.
This was the exciting thing that I was going to mention. Rob, I'm back with the Hollywood Reporter covering Succession for the
every
final season.
Every time I think I'm out.
Really? I just keep getting pulled back in. So it's, you know, contributing writer showing back up, like Jack Bauer getting pulled back into CTU. He thought he was out, but I'm really happily back with that team, and I'm going to be covering Succession for them, including interviews with cast members along the way. You can look forward to a Jeremy Strong interview from your boy, Josh Wigler, on the other side of the premiere. So you want to check that out. I'll do a link if it doesn't.
You should like become like an embedded reporter and just like see if you can like just spend like, you know, weeks with him to write.
Enough people have profiled Jeremy Strong that I don't need that kind of heat.
Don't tell cousin Greg what I said.
I don't need that kind of heat. I'll do a link, posterrecaps.com/THR. It'll go to my author page there. So if you want to follow along with all the Succession coverage and anything else I'm doing over there, you'll be able to check it out. But I mentioned that we're a couple of days removed from when this is when this podcast is dropping, because the Succession news cycle is going to be like fierce and fast, and things are going to be changing a lot. There's going to be tons of think pieces. There's going to be tons of interviews. People are going to be like misspeaking, and you know, gaffes are going to be, blunders are going to be made. Lots to talk about. I think it's going to be a really fun portion of the podcast for you and me. And it's probably all wildly dated at this point. But you and I are recording the morning after the show had its final big premiere in New York City. And there was a couple of things that came out of that, including Jesse Armstrong. There's been like some conflicting reports that he was entertaining the idea of a Succession spinoff or prequel or something like that. He kind of shut that down. He said that's not going to happen. Would you be pretty hard pass on a Succession spinoff?
No.
You would watch it?
I mean, if it's
if it was Cousin Greg?
I mean, that would
Scrambled
be
Greg's,
the,
would you the, watch?
Last, the last person I would want to see a show built around. Yeah. I just feel like that if it's from the, you know, same creative team, and we're not just spinning our wheels, like I think that there could be another success. I mean, I would love to have like something like in the world of Succession that doesn't necessarily even have to be about the Roy family.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to see whatever they do next. I don't know that I need it to be in the Succession stuff. Like, I do think, like, to the point.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, to me, like, if this was, you know, Jesse Armstrong had a new, you know, a new series that tonally was going to be like Succession, that's good enough for me. It doesn't need to be set in the Succession multiverse.
Yeah. The other thing that happened on the red carpet, which was actually blue, is apparently Brian Cox blew his top off. Maybe by the time this podcast is out, there's some clarity behind it, or maybe Brian Cox has done something else that has taken over the news cycle. But I guess he screamed at some photographers on the blue carpet. And there's a Deadline interview with Fisher Stevens, who plays Hugo on the show, where Fisher Stevens like, oh, there he goes. He's screaming at someone. Logan's gonna Logan. So I think we've got a couple of weeks of ridiculous.
Was that a bit? Was that a bit? Or Brian Cox famously is
I think he's maybe a surly birdie. I think it's possible. I think it's possible that he's just got a lot. He's got a lot of thoughts out there. You know, Jeremy Strong in some of these new media interviews that are coming out is like, you know, he has his thoughts on my process. I think my thought is he's Brian Cox and he's earned the right to feel however he wants to feel. And I think you get a lot of that energy from Brian Cox moving forward. So as this continues, we'll pick up from the media cycle anything that's fun. Any New Yorker profile type things that drop. I think we'll get into. Had you read the Jeremy Strong New Yorker profile,
or at least the heat around it? I heard a lot about it.
Yeah, so I'll do the reading. I'll do the reporting back, and we can chew on it on the podcast.
But Kendall is my guy. That's my Roy.
Yeah, that's my Roy. I like that as a potential segment in the future. Well, I want to talk to you about the characters really quickly, get some really quick takes on them, and then we're going to close this thing out. And let's do it in the form of a quick little game. You ready for this?
Please.
This is inspired by the great Dr. Amanda, and indeed, it is just shamelessly stealing one of her funniest bits, I think, that she's ever done on post-show recaps, which was F. Murray Abraham on the White Lotus podcast, which is her way of doing F. Mary Kill, Abraham being the kill. So this is what I want to do with you. I want to do F. Off Mary Abraham. So F. Off is a character who you don't really care about. The show can do whatever they want to do with that character. Yeah. Mary is who gets to have a happy ending and who are you invested in the most? And then
not always happy weddings at Succession. Yeah.
And then Abraham will be who do you think is going to get a rotten deal by the end of the show? Like, who do you think is going to have a really hard time? Who is the show, if not literally going to kill, at least sort of metaphorically kill?
Assassinated a la Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Indeed. Yes. So this is the game of F Off Mary Abraham. I have a couple of different trios for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's begin with the three core Roy siblings, Kendall, Roman, and Shiv. F off, marry Abraham.
Boy, you know, I'm so fond of all of them. So it's very hard for me to play this game.
So there's no one who you don't care about. Like, there's no one that you really want to F off.
No, I love all of them. I really do. So this is almost impossible for me.
It's like choosing a successor.
Yes, but F off. So I think I have to marry Kendall.
Okay, so you want Kendall to have like some peace by the end of this thing.
Yes.
Do you think the show's going to give him that?
No, I don't think that any of the characters are capable of it.
Yeah.
I will say hold on.
Yeah.
So I'm so confused. So I feel like that F off and Abraham are the same thing in this game.
I think F off is like who you feel like you don't really care how their story ends. Abraham is who you think the show is going to do particularly dirty.
See, I feel like this is like a little bit of like we've gone askew from the
all right. Do you want to F off with someone?
Well, I just feel like that, like,
sure, let's do
like,
it.
I don't mean
a hyper sexualized show, though.
But I feel like, I mean,
okay,
Roman
well, let's
is
bone
freaky,
him. Let's do it.
Freak.
Yeah, let's bone
like,
it up.
So, like, I feel like I would like to F around and find
let's
out
around,
what's going to happen.
Let's F off around and find out. Let's change the game.
And so let's, you know, see where Roman, like,
is always on the table.
I'm never disappointed with the Roman stories. And Shiv, who, you know, I
would
do
be a real
Shiv,
first
but...
if Roman F offed on this show. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, I do love Shiv, but like I feel like that there are times when I feel like she gets very entitled.
Yes.
And so I'll say of the three, I'll give her the Abraham.
Okay, so Shiv gets Abraham. We're going to F off with Roman, and we're hoping for a merry ending for Kendall. Let's see. How about this trio? Let's go with Tom, Greg, and Jerry. Let's put Tom, Greg, and Jerry on the board. Who do you want to F off? Who would you hope for a merry ending? And who do you think is going to get Abraham?
Is think or hope? Because I hope that Cousin Greg gets Abraham. I would like to F around and find out what's Tom going to be up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I do find like Tom, you know, I find Tom delightful in terms of like he's
Tom Wom's games. Is there a better name of a character anywhere?
No, he is trying very hard. I enjoy Tom and I'll hope for a merry Jerry.
Merry Jerry. Okay, I like that. I think we're big 4-star fans of Jerry Kelman here on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do one more here. Let's do Connor, Willa, and Logan Roy. Let's put Logan Roy on the board. Who do you want to F off? Who's going to have a merry ending? Who gets Abraham?
Okay. Willa could not care less what she's up to. Uh-huh. Abraham her.
Okay.
You know, F around and find out what Logan is up to. And for Connor,
it's the UTI, like, man. This is kind
yeah. of for yeah. for Connor, you know, if he has a decent ending, like that's fine. That's fine.
Is
with
a
me.
Happy ending for Connor he becomes the president, or that he goes back to his ranch?
I think he goes back to the ranch. Yeah. I think there's almost a few happy endings for presidents. That I don't know why anybody wants that job.
It's a bad job, I think. Interesting. No Abrahaming of Logan when, like, the whole show is kind of predicated on. Is he just when does he? I think it's even last season. Alexander Skarsgård's like, so when's your dad gonna die? Mm-hmm. Like, they're really invested in the death of Logan Roy. Binary choice: does Logan Roy live or die by the end of Succession?
I will say, I feel like he is, I'll say that he lives, but ends up like living, like maybe, I don't know if he has like some sort of like medical issue where maybe he lives, but he is like not at the top of his like faculties.
In a position where somebody else has to take over the company. But in a position where like he has made that choice, or is that now going to get like legally murky?
I think it ends with a legally murky sort of situation.
Is there not going to be someone on the Iron Throne by the end of this thing?
No,
do you think
I don't
that
think
this
so.
Is the show that does that, where there's like, no, there's no one who gets
I don't think so. I don't think that this show ends with like...
it's like,
well,
a Seinfeld ending is more likely.
Seinfeld ending, or some sort of like, you know, where, you know, it, like in a true like Succession fashion, like, you know, the like Sumner Redstone types, like, mm-hmm. You know, like, it's like that they're just like existing and like nobody knows who's really in charge. And so I think it's more of a little bit of a opaque ending.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We're just around the corner from the final season premiere, March 26th. Get ready for the Munsters, everybody. Get your theories in on why it's called the Munsters. Any other feedback that you want to send in?
You don't think it's
Rob,
about the cheese, do you?
It could be about the cheese. The cheese stands alone. The Munster cheese stands alone. Mm-hmm. Could feel pretty lonely for Logan without
underrated
his kids.
Pretty good cheese, right?
Depends on the situation, I think. But Logan has actually one of his final scenes in the season three, in the penultimate episode. He asks Kendall's son to taste test, to poison test his mozzarella appetizer. He mm-hmm. says, one of my favorite lines of the whole show, in signature Brian Cox delivery. He goes, Iverson, do you like mozzarella? So I think he's more of a mozzarella guy than a Munster man.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll find out March 26th. Final season premiere. We're going to go live after the episode. Jess Sterling, Grace Leader, and myself for the patrons of post-show recaps. We will provide that link to the RHAP patrons as well. Then we're going to do the whole week. Amanda and Grace are going to do the deep dive into the episode, pick apart a lot of the business terms, everything like that. Latanya and I will pit this show against Yellow Jackets. If you're not watching Yellow Jackets, you really should. And then Rob and I are going to be talking every week as well, getting into Succession headlines, the episodes, looking ahead, fun and games, all that good stuff. Really, really fun times. Rob, I'm excited about this. This is going to be really good.
I can't wait. It snuck up on me. I know it's not maybe not you.
But I feel locked in. I feel locked in. And so
I'm excited to have something to do on Sunday nights now.
Yeah, it'll be great. So we're going to be back next week, Rob and I will, with the next Succession podcast from the two of us. Stay tuned to postshowrecaps.com/succession. That's our RSS link. If you want to search by URL, you'll never miss an episode of the Succession podcast. And if you want to be involved in the Rob and Josh feed for when we inevitably go back to other shows after Succession, postshowrecaps.com/RobinJosh is the RSS link there, or just search Rob and Josh Post Show Recaps wherever you get your podcasts. Rob, anything else?
No, can't wait.
That's it. All right, folks, as I always say at the end of a Succession podcast, F off!
R to the OB and Josh Wigler talking about Succession.